Almost all of the Lewis chessmen are carved from walrus ivory. A few are made instead from whale teeth. There are 79 pieces in total, 8 kings, 8 queens, 16 bishops, 15 knights, 13 warders, and 19 pawns. The pawns are the smallest, ranging from 3.5 to nearly 6 centimeters tall. The other pieces stand between 7 and just over 10 centimeters. 19 pawns is unusual. A complete set would need only 16. Their variety in size suggests the chessmen may belong to at least 5 different sets. Scholars also note that medieval makers may never have intended the sets to be as uniform as the mass-produced ones we know today. All the back rank pieces are human figures. The knights ride tiny, almost comical horses, carrying spears and shields. The rooks, called warders, are standing soldiers with shields and swords. 4 of them are well-aged berserkers, biting their shields in battle fury. The kings sit on thrones, crowned and armed with swords. The queens also sit on thrones, crowns upon their heads, their right hands pressed to their faces, pensive, thoughtful. 7 bishops are seated, 9 are standing. Each holds a crozier, and some also carry books. The pawns are different, simple geometric shapes, cylinders and tombstones perhaps meant to mimic boundary stones. This mix of abstract pawns with figurative pieces is unique in medieval chess. It may even mean the pawns were never part of the same sets as the other pieces. When they were first discovered, some of the pieces bore traces of red stain now vanished. Red and white, rather than black and white, may have been the colors of the two sides. A later study even found traces of mercury, likely from the red pigment cinnabar. To modern eyes, the figures, bulging eyes, glum expressions can appear comic. One rook, glancing sideways in worry, is especially so. The shield-biting berserkers are almost irresistible in their humor, but to their makers, these were not jokes. The faces showed strength, ferocity, and in the case of the queens, contemplation, repose, perhaps even wisdom. One king in particular has drawn attention for how it represents the archetypal medieval ruler, beard, hairstyle, and features that would not have seemed unusual in 12th century Norway. The likely origin of the set: the chessmen were first exhibited in Scotland in April, 1831. Soon after, they were divided. 10 went to C.K. Sharp. The others, 6 to 7 chessmen and 14 tablemen, were purchased for the British Museum in London. Sharp later acquired another bishop, bringing his collection to 11. After his death, his pieces changed hands, eventually reaching the Society of Antiquaries of Scotland in 1888. Today, those 11 are displayed in the National Museum of Scotland. The British Museum retains the rest, mostly in room 40. Some travel to Scottish museums and special exhibitions. Replicas, wooden and plastic, remained popular in their museum shops. The Lewis chessmen have been celebrated in modern times. They were ranked among the top 5 British archaeological finds in a 2003 BBC programme. They appeared in the series A History of the World in 100 Objects in 2010. Exhibitions have followed: The Lewis Chessmen, Unmasked in Scotland, The Game of Kings at the Cloisters in New York, and a 2023 showing of the Edinburgh Warder at Noel Gallery, New York. In 2013, a major restoration transformed Lewis Castle on the Isle of Lewis into a museum for the Western Isles. 6 Lewis chessmen there are displayed on loan from the British Museum. Nearly 9 centuries old, these tiny, solemn figures remain among the most haunting icons of the medieval world.